Hey everybody, it's Vince Thomas, lead pastor of the Outlet Community. Thank you so much for tuning into the Outlet Community Podcast. We pray that you are able to experience the power of authentic relationships. If you're ever in the Atlanta area, we'd love to have you out. Just simply visit theoutlet.cc for more information of our service location and times. Well, sit back, relax, and enjoy this life-giving message.
I want to first of all say thank you to Pastors Vince and Ashley. It's not every pastor that lets somebody come in this pulpit. You've seen from other churches, people sometimes come to destroy and have done very great harm to people. But I just pray that you receive something today. Been doing this a long time. I want to tell you a story about a man I know very well that many, many years ago, well, I won't say how many years ago, I know this man that had two cars, married at that time. I'm talking about myself. Credit card debt, house note. And then all of a sudden, he loses his job. His wife is getting ready to have a second baby, and she gets put on medical leave, and now her salary is cut to one-third of what it was. That same person ended up filing bankruptcy. That same person ended up getting a car repossessed. And let me tell you this. On a Saturday, they could have repossessed it during the week, but they waited till Saturday when all my neighbors were outside, and they towed my car away. And I told one of my next-door neighbors, I'll be glad when that mechanic gets my car back. But it was gone. I suffered financial destruction, and I said at that time, I will study, and no one will ever take another dime from me. And let me tell you, it's been years and years of study, but you've got to have a concentrated effort to make it. You know, it shocked me so much when he said, we spend more time planning our vacations than we do our financial future. Isn't that something? And God is so concerned about our finances. But we as a people, we don't want to go to somebody and say, help me. We don't want to go to somebody and say, help me. We don't want to say, in the multitude of counselors, there's wisdom. I can do it by myself. But until you go to someone, until you get that help, amen, I told you the biggest problems that I had used to be the black male. One guy came in my office, I thought he was about to fight me. You know, his wife finally looked at him and said, shut up. And let's get this done. Amen? Hallelujah. When I filed bankruptcy, I did not give God an opportunity before, during, or after that time to help me. Because I was a Morehouse graduate, because I thought I was all that in a bag of chips, then I did it by myself. But then you know what? Over the years I learned, God cared about everything I did. He cares about everything I do. He loves me so much that he sent a Jehovah's Witness by my house one day. And I wouldn't let him in, but I talked to him on the porch. And I called myself the great debater. You know, I was going to win them over to my side. One Saturday they came, I didn't feel like talking. So she said, well, take this brochure. She knew me by my name because they came by every Saturday. So I just looked at it, and it had the 91st Psalm in it. And so I read that every day, over and over and over. Because let me tell you, before that, I was afraid of thunderstorms. Whenever the newscasters say there was a tornado warning or a thunderstorm warning, my friend and I would go get in the basement and hide. That transition, when I got saved, I still had that same fear. Now, I know God, you tell me God has not given us the spirit of fear, but I didn't know that back then. But as I studied, I learned over and over the 91st Psalm, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, who abides in the shadow of the Almighty, will say unto my Lord, you're my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. And under your wings I have found refuge. Your faithfulness is like a shield and a buckler. I will no longer fear the terror at night, nor the destruction that wastes at noontime. For I've accepted the Lord as my refuge, the Most High as my habitation. And get this, no evil shall befall me, neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. So now, Lord, I'm bad. I'm armed. As Charles Capps say, you used to say, you get the word down here. You let it germinate down here. The word conceived in your heart, formed by your tongue, and spoken by your mouth is God's creative power. So now I let that word get in this heart. And you know what happened? One day we had a tornado come through our neighborhood. And at that time I had a Lincoln Continental. I love that Lincoln. Nice big blue Lincoln Continental. You know those cars, as you rode on the highway, you thought you were in an airplane. I mean, it was just a nice car. I just washed and waxed my car. The tornado came through. Trees were falling down. Here, George Fry is going on the back porch saying, in the name of Jesus, I command that wind not to touch this property. I just washed my car. And Lord, I don't want any speck of dust. And the wind, I came back outside, and the trees were down all around my property. And I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Came by the next week, a few weeks later, going down the street, got to a stoplight, and got ready to mash on the brakes, the gas, and it was like a voice in the back said, stop. And I turned around and I stopped. A guy came speeding through about 50 miles an hour from the other way. He ran the red light. And as I thought, I pondered for a while. I said, Lord, I love you. And the most compelling thing to me was, I heard that same voice say, I love you. Amen? So he is my protector now. He is my provider now. He's Jehovah Jireh. He's Jehovah Nissi. He reigns in victory. Amen? He cares about my finances. So as we're going to talk about finances today, credit card debt is one of the leading causes of bankruptcy. Money problems are the leading cause of anxiety, depression, and sleeplessness. Statistics reveal that money trouble is one of the leading causes of divorce. Do we have the PowerPoint? Matthew 6 and 33 said, but seek ye first all of his kingdom and his righteousness and his way of doing things, and all these things shall be added. God set me down. He said, I want you to learn how my kingdom operates. How many of you know that God's kingdom is separate from ours? God has a whole different economic system. We're trying to form with another person and I a course called Biblical Economics. It's to teach people that God's way is giving, the world's way is taking. God has different ways. He has different laws. Some of his master laws are faith, confession, and giving. God has a separate kingdom, and if you learn how to operate, you can prosper, you can be in health. I love what the pastor said last week about total life prosperity. I don't believe that money is going to make you happy. You got to have a complete life. Amen? Seek ye first the kingdom. Next slide, please. A lot of people don't want to see that. Keep out of debt. Owe no man anything but to love him. How many of you realize I've had over 10 to 15 clients that we put on a debt plan and they were scheduled to be out of debt in 8 to 10 years and God got them out of debt in less than 2.5 years. Amen? Because if you make the effort, then God's going to make the effort too. But we look and say, it's going to take me that long. Well, it didn't take you that long. It took you that long to get in debt. Amen? Next slide, please. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Let me ask one question. What's good news to the poor? I'm sorry? You don't have to be poor anymore? Isn't that good news? Y'all believe that? You don't have to be poor anymore. You don't have to struggle from paycheck to paycheck if you decide to operate in God's system. To preach deliverance to the captive, and I love that last verse. How many of you know what the acceptable year of the Lord was? I call it the year of Jubilee, when everybody is getting out of debt. God is getting everybody out of debt. Well, when Jesus came, every day is the year of Jubilee. Every day is the acceptable year of the Lord. God is poised and ready to get you out of debt when you decide, I'm going to get myself out of debt. When you set up a plan for your family and decide, I'm going to get out of debt, then God is obligated to get you out of debt because he said what? Owe no man anything but to love. Amen? I think you remember the Elijah and the widow woman? I mean, they were serious back then. They were coming to take this lady's children. I was teaching one time, Pastor, and I told them about Elijah, and they come to take their children, and the lady raised her hand, talking about, can you take mine? I said, wow. But I think she was serious. But they were coming to take her children. So Elijah came, and she did exactly what the prophet told her to do, and she prospered after that, right? She didn't lose her children. I call that the miracle of debt cancellation. The miracle of debt cancellation. So God is ready to do that for each and every one of us. How many of you know when Jesus had to pay taxes? He told Peter, go down there and take the first fish you get, and we're going to get that out of his mouth. Miracle of debt cancellation. He owed his taxes, right? So that's what I call the miracle of debt cancellation. Next slide, please. Now, I just threw this up here. It has nothing to do with debt. It's about savings. But it's more applicable for me is saying, as long as you wait, the more harm's going to come to you. I don't mean harm. If you fail to start right now, it's called procrastination. Look at this. Billy started what? At age 14, investing $2,000. He did it for how long? 5 years. Susan waited till she was 19 to start. Don't look at the interest rates and the numbers. What I'm trying to get over to you is the point that waiting is the hurtful part of it, okay? Susan, 19, she invested for 8 years. Kim, she waited till she was 27, but she invested for 39 straight years. Think about it. Billy stopped after what? Susan started, and she stopped after 8 years. Somebody tell me who had the most money. Take a guess. You say Billy? But Billy didn't invest for 5 years. But you say Billy. Anybody else? Next slide. You're right. Kim invested $78,000. Kim earned $805,000. Susan invested $16,000, and Susan earned $1 million. Billy invested $10,000 and still earned $1 million. Can somebody tell me why Billy earned the most? Compound interest, that's a part of it. Well, what else? What's the number one thing? I'm sorry? Time. He started what? He started early. That's the key. Next slide. Look at the $160,000 credit card. Credit card, $30,000 debt, 18% interest, $541 monthly payment. It's going to take you 10 years to pay that off. And look how much you pay out over that time, $65,000. On a $30,000 debt. When I left Morehouse, I got so many credit cards, I thought I was the man. I mean, I had almost $15,000 to $20,000 of credit cards. Once again, I thought I was the man, but I didn't realize I had to pay it back at 18 to 28% interest. So if you take that same $541 and put it in a good mutual fund, or savings, you would earn $99,000 instead of being in the hole for what? $60,000. Now, let me tell you this. In counseling with couples, I don't want anyone to be condemned today, because you start where you are. Amen? You start where you are. It's not about your past. It's about what you're going to do today and how you're going to react and where you're going in the future. Amen? Next slide. I heard the pastor talk about millionaires last week. Portrait of a millionaire. They're 63 years old, average. 85%, 86% currently married. They're self-made. 3 times more likely to live in a home valued under $300,000. What makes millionaires different? No high consumption lifestyle. They're well-educated, and they're fastidious savers. Let me tell you, if you want to do anything to gain wealth, what I learned, stop buying depreciable assets. Cars, clothes, all that stuff is good. I was telling the pastor when we were at our meeting place, we were at a fancy diner, Chick-fil-A, I think it was. I had a black suit, and the guy told me in the elevator downtown, he said, man, that's an Armani suit. You had to pay about $2,000. That looks good. I did have a guy to alter it. But you know what I paid for it? $99 at K&G. $99. I was telling Pastor Andrew Young was in front of me once at K&G, and he bought 8 suits. 8 suits. Does anybody ever walk up to you and say, man, that's an Armani? Do they open your PayPal? I'm a big guy. I don't think anybody's going to walk up to me and say that. So it's not about you showing off. It's about you being on that ground where you are now. And then there will get a point in time where you can afford those types of suits if you want it. But, you know, I'd rather give. I'd rather give somebody some money. Amen? Because I know it's a blessing to give. Amen? I'd rather give God's way. Amen? Fastidious saving. So, ended up, I was, a lot of people don't realize, I take, and you know, sometimes it hurts sometimes, but I take $500 and put it in a life insurance policy for myself. But most of us run from life insurance. We run. Black people as a whole don't like to talk about life insurance. To me, it's living benefits. How many of you know that you can go to a life insurance policy and get tax-free money out of it? How many of you know that life insurance is what put me through Morehouse? My aunt bought a life policy when I was born. That put me through Morehouse. You know what my tuition was? $800 a semester. That shows you how old I am, right? $800 a semester. Now, what is it, 22 a year? It's crazy now, the tuition. But I put money in life insurance. I put a single guy, he paid $500 a month. Now, this guy was making $175,000. He said, I want to do an investment of $500 a month in a life insurance policy. He had a $500,000 policy. He put $500 a month for 5 years. How much money did he put in? $500 a month for 5 years. Come on, mathematicians. That's what, $6,000 a year? Times 5. Come on now, y'all gonna pin on this Morehouse mine? $30,000, right? He called me and said, George, I wanna go buy a used Mercedes for $15,000. What bank should I go to? I said, why are you gonna go to the bank? Let's call the life insurance company. We called the life insurance company. You know how much he had? His account had grown from 30 to 60. We made at the telephone call, we asked the lady to send him $15,000 tomorrow in an overnight check. No application, no credit checks, no nothing. Tax-free money. To have a 26 and sometimes I don't even like to talk about it. To have a 26-year-old come in your office and buy a $100,000 life policy. I say I shouldn't talk about it because I get choked up. And 2 weeks later, he died on a motorcycle. And we gave his mother a $100,000 check. And in her tears, she didn't even know he had bought it. But you think that made her a little bit happier? At least she can do something now. My last example, I had a wife give me a check for $150 for $300,000 of coverage on her husband. He died that day of a massive heart attack. I still had the check in my briefcase. We had to pay her $300,000. Do you think that eased the pain a little bit? I can say just a little bit, right? Next slide. Now, what I'm going to show you actual cases. I'm going to tell you that it takes sometimes a lot of effort to get out of debt. It's not going to just fall out of the sky sometimes. It may and it may not. God can miraculously get you out of debt, but these are actual cases. Couple came in, they had a car loan for $18,000. They got out of debt in 10 months. A car loan for a second car of $8,000. A student loan of $6,400. Property loan, $12,000. Total, $46,284 of monthly payment. Next slide. First of all, he loved his truck. So we talked him into selling it. And of course, he looks at you and says, are you crazy? I said, drastic time calls for drastic measures. Amen? So he sold the truck, traded it in for a used Honda. It cost $5,000 less than what he owed. He saved $100 a month in gas. So he took the whole $325 and applied it to his debt every month. You remember me telling you it takes effort? Next slide. He had $10,000 in savings, so he took $9,000 out and paid off his car loan, the first car. Next slide. He used the remaining $3,000 refund from the IRS, and you know what we did? We said, go in there and claim 12 dependents, or we call them allowances, on your job. Now, I put a disclaimer here right now. Don't you dare go out and claim and say, I told you to do it, okay? Because I ain't telling you to do it, okay? In May of 1 year, I went in my personnel office when I was working and claimed 999 allowances, totally exempt from federal taxes. I still got back $300 the next year. But I had two houses. I gave heavily to the church. I had the write-offs. I have clients that come in, and in November of that year, they'll go in and claim 12 allowances, get an extra $200 or $300 per paycheck, and use it for Christmas. As long as they don't have a tax liability, I don't wait on refunds. Does Uncle Sam keep your money and return it to you with interest? You know, it amazes me how people, I'm going to get a $2,000 refund, really. I'm going to give you a quick example. I had a lady. We took her from 0 to 6, I believe. She got an extra $300, $400 a month. We took it and put it in an IRA for her. At the end of the year, she got the next year when she filed, keep in mind, she put about $300, $400 into an IRA. So she had about $4,000. She called me and she didn't say, good morning, George. She cursed me. I told her after that, I said, I have never heard words like that. Did you make up those words? I mean, that was good. I mean, she cursed me out so bad that, and after she was finished, I said, you owe the IRS $500. I said, really? How much you have in your savings? Oh, I got about $4,000. Well, can you take $5 out of that and pay your taxes? And now you're $3,000 ahead of where you were last year. Amen? But it takes for you to know all this. It takes for you to go to somebody and learn that. Or sit down with somebody, folks, and say, I want to We pray for all our clients. We take them and we pray for them each and every day. And we pray for them to be out of debt. Amen? I've seen so many wives leave my office in tears because they now we know we got a hope that we're going on in the future. Amen? Next slide. Can you go back one time for me? This guy even got a part-time job teaching. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do to get out of debt. Amen? Next slide. And the lady came to us. She had $200,000 in a 401k. She wanted to roll that over. When we decided to roll it over, she came to my office four times, and I was wondering, why does she look so sad? I'm like, you 30 years old, 30 years of working, you're getting ready to retire. You getting ready to go and take it easy. And then I realized she had all this debt. I had another lady retiring on $1,700 a month from Social Security. Her house note's $1,200. How are you going to retire like that? How are you going to retire with a house note of $1,200? The key to it is now, young folks, is to start early and pay off that house. Make it a privilege. Some people go from house to house, but when you build equity in that first one, by that third house, you ought to be able to buy it debt-free. Amen? As you're building up equity, as you're paying down your debts, you ought to be able to buy that house debt-free. Amen? Come on. Some people are looking. I do my favor. Raise your arm like this, that right arm, the left arm, whatever. Count of three. One, two, three. Woo! Okay, now we're going to go back one more time. One, two, three, woo! Say finances are fun. If you can master your money, it can be fun, amen? It can be fun when you got $50,000 in your account and you're wondering about who am I going to give to today, amen? You're not wondering about IRS. You're not wondering about Sears. Do you know that, I hate to talk about Sears, do you know that Sears is going to revolve until Jesus comes back? Sears, if you send Sears, you owe them $50, and you send them $10, they say, thank you for the $10. You don't owe us another payment for 6 months. But they tell you that 29, 28% is compounding. And it's going to continue to grow. Next, this slide, the lady came to us. She was so sad. Now, the numbers are not correct. I had the lady that did my PowerPoint. I said, just put some numbers. We decided to give her a $50,000 or $60,000 interest-only loan. We consolidated all her debt. How much was she paying monthly? Look at the end. How much was she paying? $2,000. We consolidated all her debt, interest-only loan. It only cost her $500 a month for the loan. How much did we free up? $1,500. She took that $1,000 of that other money and put it in a mutual fund. In 4 years, she paid off a house and all her debts. She called me screaming. Out of debt. Free at last, free at last. Thank God of money, I'm free at last. I tell people, before I forget, when you go home today, accept one credit card. Take two or three of your credit cards, put them in a nice pot. You might not want this skillet anymore, but put them in the oven. Turn it up as high as it'll go. Put all those credit cards in there and melt them. And while they melt them, just walk by free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty, Lord, I'm free at last. Amen? Burn them up. I was telling the pastor, I have one credit card. It has a $600 limit. I've learned over these last 2 and 3 years to walk by faith, and whatever I want, God's going to give it to me. Now, I'm not downing people that buy houses or cars, okay? Because I still have a car note. But I'm going to believe in the Lord to pay that off. Amen? All right? Next slide. Wow. This was a friend of mine, a couple. Husband and wife, they were making $8,000 a month. She was a nurse. House payment, they had 27 years. Think about these things because they are important. I want you to remember. House note, 27 years. Credit cards, $12,000. Car payment, look at the student loans. He was a teacher. and she was a nurse, and they had $100,000 of student loans. Would you call that virtually impossible? Hard to attain to the next level? Next slide, please. The solution. We did a review of his auto, his home, his life insurance. That's what we do in our program. That's what we look at everything you have. We did a review. He had $50,000 of group term, two children with $50,000 of insurance. We told him, no, you can't do that. So we gave him a $250,000 policy. His home, we quoted, he was paying $3,300 yearly. We got it to him for $1,800 a year. We saved him $1,500 on his auto policy. Now, how many of you ever had your auto policy looked at? How many of you take what the agent gives you and that's it? You never had it explained. How many of you know that minimum limits in Georgia are 25, 50, and 25, and that's what most people get? How many of you know that I had a friend, well, you wouldn't know. I had a friend that had 25, 50, and 25. She went through a stoplight. The guy ran the light, hit her. She had 25, 50 of uninsured motorist coverage. The guy got out of the car, got in another car. He had stolen that car. So now her uninsured motorist had to pay for it, but she only had how much? She had to have $80,000 of back surgery. How much did she have? $25 per person, $50 per accident. So she couldn't get the surgeries. Every time we have lunch, she has to use a board to sit on. If she would have had $100 per person, $300 per accident, then she would have been covered. The rates with our companies that we use, the $100, $300 is cheaper than the $25, $50. But how many people know to ask that? You're satisfied, just give me the limits, just give me the minimum. But you don't know that $100, $300 could be better. How many of you know you get a 20% discount when you bundle your two together? I got my home with him, I got my car with him, but you get a 20% discount off the home and another 10 to 15 off the auto if you bundle them together. How many of you know that don't come to us if you got 16 tickets? I'm just kidding, but those tickets, each ticket can cost you an extra $300. I had one lady that had four speeding tickets. She said, I just got to speed. I said, well, you keep on speed. We got people that call us. We gave a quote to a guy, my assistant. It was $1,200 per month for car insurance. And he set out and just bought a BMW. And he's got a DUI, something else, and he just bought a BMW. He said, what should I do? I said, first of all, y'all take the BMW back and get a Volkswagen. Get something you can afford, because your insurance is going to be double the amount of your car note. But how many people plan that? Before you buy a car, inquire about the insurance. It just takes a little effort, a little extra effort. We got his home cheaper. They were claiming, once again, they were claiming zero allowances. We increased their allowances, what, to three? Got them an extra $300 a month. They're used to getting a $3,000 to $5,000 tax refund. We put them on a special student consolidation loan. They were paying $900 a month for their student loans. We got that waived for 3 months. They were able to save that, what, $2,700? We got that waived for three months. They had no payment. Then they decreased that monthly payment to $500, giving them a $400 margin. We used that $400 margin to put on their debt program. Next slide, please. We took that $400, put it on their debt program, and they will be out of debt in 8 years. And how much did they owe? They will be out of debt, not at 27 years on their house, but I'm talking about 8 years, including their house. Including their house. This is a part of our debt program. I don't know if you can see. Can you even see the numbers? This couple was paying $2,600 a month. We asked them to put an extra $75 on their debt, put them on the debt program, and instead of being in debt for 28 years, they'd be out of debt in 8 years, 8 months. They will save $122,000 in interest. $122,000 in interest. Now, think about this. If you are a younger couple and you pay off that debt in 8 years, if you take that same money that you were paying, the $2,600, and put it in your 401k or your savings, instead of having, what, at the bottom, instead of having $400,000, you could have $2 million in your 401k when you retire. But you've got to make an effort. And I'm winding down. I'm about to close. You've got to make a decision that I'm going to master my money. Next slide. My daughter thinks I'm crazy, but it got me out of $300,000 of debt. I take my bills and I put them in a pack. And say, in Jesus' name and on authority of his holy word, I call these debts paid in full. Debt, I speak to you now in Jesus' name. IRS, I name them. Sun Trust, be paid, be gone, dematerial. Faith doesn't make any sense, does it? He said, speak to the mountain, it shall be removed. It got me out of $300,000 of debt. Amen? Next slide, final slide. Save when there shall no poor be among you. For the Lord shall greatly bless you in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance. My saying at the bottom said, this kingdom, the kingdom of God, dismantles poverty at his roots.